听到人家讲说是他85岁啊。
I heard people say that I'm 85 years old.
我心里想，到底是讲谁？
I was wondering whom he's talking about.
我觉得神给了我力量，我不去考虑年纪到底有多少。
God has given us much strength, and I never thinks about how old I am.
我有一点我要讲的就是，每次我回来，我都看到神在各方面对这个教会的祝福。
There's something I would like to say this. Every time I come back to this church, I see clearly God's blessing on this church.
两位新长老他们很努力。
Two new young elders, they really work hard.
我相信神祝福那些爱他、为他劳苦的人。
I know.And I believe that God bless those who work hard for Him.
我也不知道还有多久我能够继续到这边来侍奉弟兄姊妹。
I don't know how many more years God will continue giving me so that I can continue serving brothers and sisters.
不过对我来说，能够侍奉神是最大的喜乐。
But as far as I am concerned, it gives me greatest pleasure, delight to serve our God.
只要神还给我力量可以奔跑，我不会停止。
As long as God continues to give me strength, I will not cease to pray to work for Him.
我现在每个月要去5个教会。
I normally go to 5 churches to do preaching every month.
有的时候一天要讲3堂道。
Sometimes I have three preaching sessions in one day.
我是自己开车子的。
I drive myself.
很多人到美国来觉得开车子是件大事。
Many people, when they come to United States, they think driving is tough.
对我来讲，能够开车是件可喜的事情。
But for me, I think it's a blessing that I can drive.
而且我在跟我太太结婚的时候，我就应许她，我说我一辈子做你的车夫。
When I got married to my wife, I promised her that I will be your driver all my life.
一直到今天，她很少开车，都是我开车。
And as I promised, usually she does not drive much herself. It's I who do the driving.
能够替太太开车是一个喜乐。
It's a pleasure. It gave me much delight that I can drive my wife around.
所以我希望我们中间的姊妹们多多的开车。
I hope that sisters in the midst of us can drive more.
给你的先生们多一点的喜乐。
And give your husbands pleasure and
再一次谢谢弟兄姊妹们的爱心，我就不用这个椅子，我两个手撑在这个上面，其实是很舒服。
So once again, I would like to thank our brothers and sisters for your love, but I will not sit preaching. Actually, it's comfortable for me to preach this way.
我唯一就是跟弟兄姊妹们请求的就是，我在开会的时候就不跟着你们一下站起来一下坐下去，这个对我来讲很大的负担。
The only request I would like to make of to brothers and sisters is that I will not like you stand up and then sit down, because it really poses a lot of a great deal of burden on me.
我在心里头对神是该站的时候站，该做的时候做。
In my heart, to God, whenever I should stand, I will stand. Whenever I should sit down, I will sit down.
所以我对神没有不礼敬的时候。
So I am to my God, I'm always respectful.
今天我们要继续来谈保罗的侍奉。
Today, our topic is a continuation of a previous sessions. That's about the serving of Apostle Paul.
这是我第四次来讲这个题目。
This is the fourth session that I give on this topic.
第一次我们讲到保罗这个人，他认识主的时候清楚正确的认识了自己。
The first sermon I gave on this topic is that Paul clearly knew whom he believed when he first met Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这个是极端重要的一个认识。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very extremely important knowledge.
今天大部分的基督徒都不认清自己。
Nowadays, most Christians do not know themselves.
你假如不相信的话，你看到一个基督徒的朋友，你是个大罪人。
If you don't believe it, when you see a Christian friend, you will think he is a great sinner.
你很少听到基督徒谢谢你。
You seldom hear a Christians give you thanks.
因为我们都觉得自己已经够好了。
Because we all think that we are good enough.
但是假如我们真正是一个信主爱主的人，我们会觉得自己十分的可怕，十分的这个值得我们去厌恶，甚至于恨恶。
But if we are a true Christian, if we truly love our God, we will constantly feel that this person are really very disgusting.
因为我们总是讲不该讲的话，做不该做的事。
Because we very often we say whatever we should not say, and we do whatever we ought not do.
想我们不该想的一些事情。
And very often we think whatever we should not think about.
所以保罗一信了主之后，他说我还不晓得原来我是这么坏的一个人。
Well, when Paul met Jesus Christ and he truly believed in him, he realized that how terrible he had been before.
所以他说在罪人中我是罪魁。
Therefore, he said that he is the worst of all sinners.
所以我就讲保罗他认识主之后做到的第一件事就是清楚正确的认识了他自己。
That's why I just said that when Paul knew Jesus Christ and accepted him, the first thing he did is to clearly know who he is, a sinner.
第二次我们讲到保罗一切都是基督。
The second session on this topic is about that Paul does all things for the sake of Jesus Christ.
就是他的生活的一切都是为基督。
So Paul's whole life is for Christ.
他所想的， 他所做的都是为了基督。
Whatever he thinks, whatever he does, is all for Christ.
这种说法也唯有像保罗这样子的人才真正的够资格。
And actually, only Paul, is qualified to say something like this.
我们都说我们自己是基督徒。
We all say that we are Christians.
我们应该问问自己，有多少时候我们是想起基督，我们是为基督而生活，我们为基督而舍命。
But we need to ask ourselves how often we think that we are Christian, how often we do things for the Christ, and how often we are even willing to die for Christ.
那第三次我们讲到保罗，他的一切都是为了福音。
The third session on this topic was about the fact that Paul does all things for the gospel.
他的人生整个的一生就是为了传福音。
His whole life, his whole being is for the gospel.
今天我们要讲的第四个题目是保罗一切都是为了教会。
The fourth session, or today's session, would be around the topic of Paul does everything for the church.
那么我们现在要翻到《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章，读第四节到第十二节。
Let's turn to a Bible, second, Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First, Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses, chapter 2, verses 4 to 12.
我读啊，就不用英语再翻译了啊，我们大家都应该知道的。但上帝既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的上帝喜欢，因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是上帝可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有像你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将上帝的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的弟兄们。你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传上帝的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁公义，无可指责，有你们做见证，也有上帝做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起呢，招你们敬他国得他荣耀的上帝。为此，好，我们就读到这里好了。
We will not read the verses in English.
我们从祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你赐给我们这些可爱可敬的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us such precious words.
让我们能够尊重这些话，爱慕这些话，实行这些话。
Help us to respect your word, to adore your word, and to put your word into practice.
让我们将来见你面的时候，我们可以毫无 一律的把这些话在你的面前说出来。
So that when we see you face to face in the future, we can say these words in front of you without any sense of shame and with a clear conscience.
我们要亲口对你说，主啊，我们爱你的教会。
In that day, we can say to you that we indeed love your church.
因为教会是你所爱的。
Because you love the church. The church is what you love.
谢谢主，你听我们下面所讲的，盼望能够合乎你的心意。
Thank you, our Lord. May what we say will be pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
保罗，我们可以讲，他是一个标准的宣教士。
We may say that Paul is a model missionary.
他一生的工作就是传福音。
For his whole lifetime, his only and sole work is to preach the gospel.
建立教会，造就教会。
To plant the church, to establish a church, and to edify the church.
假如我们讲他一切都是为了教会，一点也不夸张。
When we say that he does all for the church, this is by no means an exaggeration.
我相信弟兄姊妹们多半应该都已经读过，在哥林多后书十一章那里，保罗很详细的讲到他侍奉主的时候所受的一切的苦难。
Most of brothers and sisters may have already known this. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul has listed all the sufferings he endured for the sake of Christ.
然后他在第28跟29两节讲的这样子的话。
And then in verses 28 and 29, he has these words.
他怎么讲？他说，除了这外面的事，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
In Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, Paul says, besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn?
所以他在28节这里特别强调一件事情，就是除了我刚才所说的这些为主受苦的这些外面的事之外，还有为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。
In verse 28, Paul especially mentioned this. In addition to what I said before, with regard to all the sufferings I endured for the sake of Christ, I also face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches.
弟兄姊妹，保罗所关心的不是教会人数的增加。
Dear brothers and sisters, Paul's concern is not the number of church, the number of church, whether or not it increases.
教会的工作推广
or the application or the working of church ministries.
他对教会所关心的最主要的是弟兄姊妹灵命的长进或者衰退。
His main concern for the church is whether or not our brothers and sisters grow spiritually or becomes weak spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个所谓真正的牧人的心肠。
Brothers and sisters, this is the heart of a true shepherd, a true pastor.
不是只是看到教会人数增多，收入增多，工作增多，这些都是很好的，但是这些不是神真正放在一个牧人心里面的事情。
A true shepherd or a true pastor does not pay solely attention to whether or not the number of church is growing, whether or not the income or the offerings of church has increased. These are all good things, but his main concern is whether or not brothers and sisters grow on spiritually.
教会的长进不在乎人数或者说是物质方面的长进。
The growth of a church, or the thriving of a church, does not lie in whether or not the numbers increases or the income offerings increases.
教会真正的长进是信徒灵命的长进。
The growth of a church is mainly concerned with whether or not believers grow spiritually.
所以弟兄姊妹们，假如我们是真正的是一个好的牧人，我们应该时时刻刻注重弟兄姊妹们在灵命方面的光景。
So brothers and sisters, if we are a true pastor, or then we have to pay attention to whether or not brothers and sisters grow spiritually.
物质的长进固然是一个好的见证，但不是神所看重的。
Growth in materialistic way is good, but this is not what God pays special attention to.
神所看重的是儿女灵命的长大。
God values most the spiritual growth of his children.
我们刚才读过的《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章这一段经文里头。
We have just read 帖撒罗尼迦。
帖撒罗尼迦帖前第二章，
First Thessalonians chapter 2, the passage we just read.
保罗讲到他跟教会的关系。
Paul talks about the relationship between him and his church.
他用三种身份来表明这个关系。
He uses three identities to explain this relationship.
就是做管家的，做母亲的，做父亲的。
Number one, in the capacity of a housekeeper running the house of God. Number two, in the capacity of a mother. And number three, in the capacity of a father.
所以我们看到在第四节那里讲到，他说上帝既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨了查验我们心的上帝喜欢。
So, in verse 4, Paul says, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts.
所以这里很清楚地讲到, 神把什么东西, 他所看为最宝贵的, 给了他所喜爱的人, 福音。
So here, it's clearly shown that God entrusts his children with one thing that is most important, that is the gospel.
一个教会最重要的使命是什么?
The most important mission of a church is
传福音,
spreading the gospel.
所以他把福音托付给那些
That's why God entrusts the gospel to those whom he has chosen.
所以他跟着他就讲, 既然神看重我们, 把这么重要的一个教会中心的这个目标给了我们, 那我们就应该按照神的心意去侍奉他。
So Paul says, since God has given us whom he sees precious, this very important task, then our only responsibility should be to live up to his expectation and to please him.
在哥林多前书第四章, Paul这样讲,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 4,
第一节跟第二节,
verse 1 and verse 2,
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为上帝奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。So
then men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
神把最宝贵的信息给了这些仆人, 要他们做神奥秘事的管家。
God has given to his servants the most precious message, which is the gospel, so that they may serve as the housekeeper of the secret things of God, the deep and profound mystery of God.
在以弗所书第三章第一节到第六节那里讲到神把教会的奥秘启示给保罗。
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, it said that God has given Paul the deep, profound mystery of God.
而且把关切教会的责份托付给了保罗。
He not only reveals to Paul the secret, this secret thing, but he also entrusted to him the administration of the church.
因此上保罗他可以说是神教会的 管家。
Therefore, we may say that Paul is the housekeeper of churches of God, running his churches.
我们刚才读的哥林多前书第四章第二节那里讲了一句话。
We just read the passages in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. There's such a passage. Chapter 4, verse 2.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Verse 4, chapter 4, verse 2. It is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
所以我们无可否认的同意保罗的确是
There's no doubt that we agree that Paul was indeed a extremely faithful servant of God.
那我们要进一步问，做一个管家是什么意思？
This leads to next question, what it means to be a housekeeper.
一个管家，我们要了解，在保罗那个时候做管家的，自己是一无所有，一切都是属于主人的。
We must understand that in Paul's days, being a housekeeper means that this housekeeper has nothing that he can claim to be his own. Everything belongs to his master.
可是，凡是属于管家的那些一切的东西，都是他的责任。
But all the housekeepers have the responsibility of taking good care of the things that actually belongs to his master.
因此，使徒保罗关心所有基督的教会。
Therefore, Apostle Paul had concern for all the churches of God.
是否是他所建立的教会？对他来说都是一视同仁，没有分别。
Whether or not any given church was established or planted by him, that means nothing because he treated all churches equally.
罗马书第一章
Romans chapter 1
曾经这样子讲过
There's a such verses
十一节跟十二节
Romans chapter 1, verses 11 and 12.
他对罗马的教会讲，他还那个时候还没有去罗马，他写信给罗马的人，他说，我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固，这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心就可以同得安慰。
At that time, Paul was not yet physically in Rome. He wrote this letter to Rome, to the churches over there, and he says, "I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged." By each other's faith.
所以在那个时候，保罗写信给罗马教会的时候，他自己还没有去过罗马。
So at that time, when he wrote this letter to brothers and to churches in Rome, he himself was not yet in the city.
但是在十一节里头，他说：“我切切地想见你们，是要把一些属灵的恩赐分给你们。”使你们可以坚固。
Yet in verse 11, he said that I longed to see you for the purpose that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong.
所以对于保罗来说，所有的教会，神的教会，都是他的教会，他的责任。
So as far as Paul is concerned, all the churches, as long as they belong to God, are his churches.
对保罗来说，没有你的教会，我的教会。
For Paul, there's not such a distinction that this is your church and this is my church.
这也是我们凡是信主的人都应该有的观念。
And this is ought to be the concept, the attitude, for all of us who are Christians.
所有的教会，那些真正的教会，都是神的教会。
All true churches, all churches, which belong to God, are God's churches.
因此上，同样的，是你们的教会，是我的教会。
Therefore, they are also your churches, and they are also my churches.
所以这个是我们对教会该有的看法。
This ought to be the view of things, when it comes to church.
那么其次，凡是主人在教会里的所做的，管家的都要做。
The second thing that we ought to know is that, whatever a master does in a church, his housekeeper ought to do it as well.
我刚才讲到，教会是神的，不属于任何人。
As I said before, any church belongs to God. It does not belong to any man.
既然它是神的教会，是所有人的教会，那神在教会里所做的事情，我们每一个做神的仆人的人都应该做。
Given that all the churches belong to God, they are God's church. Therefore, whatever God does with His churches, that should be our responsibility as well.
当我们做的时候，我们不是按照自己的意思做，乃是按照神的心意去做。
When we do things for church, we do not do it in accordance with our desires or our thinkings. Rather, we should do it in accord with the wishes of God.
所以我刚才讲了，教会虽然不是我们的。
So as I said before, even though a church is not our church,
我们在教会里的是一无所有，都是属神的。
In a church, we have nothing. Everything belongs to God.
可是我们要爱这个教会，我们要按照主人的意思来对待这个教会。
However, we still need to love this church. We still need to treat this church in the manner that his master would treat this church.
假如我是一个好管家，那主人所爱所看重的，我也要爱，也应该看重。
If I am a good housekeeper, a good steward, then whatever my master values, I should value it as well.
今天很多政府里头的官员，哦，做事情很努力，但是什么？
Now,
这个他们公司里头的钱就是他的钱。
Nowadays, many government officials, they may work very hard, but they treat money that belongs to a company or administration as their own money.
这种态度是绝对的，违反神的心意。
This kind of attitude is opposed to, is opposite to the desire or the heart of God.
我们千万不要忘记教会不是我们的，是神的。
We should never forget that a church, any church belongs to God, is not ours.
我们要看重教会，我们要去这个爱教会，但是不是按照我们的意思，乃是按照神的心意。
We have to value our church, we have to love our church, but it should not be in accordance with our thinkings or our desires. Rather, it should be in accord with whatever God wishes for.
所以这是一个做管家的人该有的态度。
This is an attitude that a housekeeper need to have.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章第七、第八节同时讲到保罗对待帖撒罗尼迦的人就好像一个奶养孩子的母亲一样。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 7 and 8, this tells us that God treats his church as if he is their mother, caring for his little children.
一个妈妈喂养爱顾她的孩子。
A mother cares for her children.
连自己的性命也愿意
给孩子。
Even to the extent that, if necessary, she would sacrifice her life for her children.
那这里有一句话我们要注意的，就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章，刚才我们不是读的话。
I would like to call your attention to a particular verse in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第七、第八两节。
Verses 7 and 8.
里面有一句话，他说啊，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
That's in verse 7. But we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children.
保罗说，我对你们，对这个帖撒罗尼迦人，我对你们不只是像一个妈妈，而是像一个妈妈乳养他孩子的妈妈。
So Paul here is saying that I treat you not like a mother treating you, but rather even more, I treat you like a mother caring for her little children.
一个乳养孩子的妈妈跟一个有大孩子的妈妈，这个心思意念完全不同。
A mother caring for her little children is very different from a mother whose children have grown up.
一个乳养孩子的妈妈，她的心思意念时刻都在她孩子的身上。
A mother caring for her little children has her whole attention on her little children.
所以我们会看到一个乳养孩子的妈妈，只要听到房间里头小孩子有一点点声音，我们都没有听到，他已经往那边跑了去看这个孩子了。
As we often see a mother who has little children, whenever there's a little noise coming from her children's room, she will run toward that room, even though that noise is so little that we do not pay attention to, or we are not aware of.
所以我们看到第七节、第八节，保罗说的真是很入骨。他说，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将上帝的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
Here the analogy between Paul, as a pastor and a mother caring for her little children, is very accurate. As he said, we were gentle among you like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us.
我们这些侍奉教会的人有几个能够在神的面前讲，我们不但愿意把神的福音给教会，连我们自己的性命也愿意给弟兄姊妹们。
How many of us who serve the church can boldly say before God that we not only serve your church, but we are even willing to sacrifice our lives for God's church.
所以第一，你做妈妈的先要知道如何去喂养你的儿女。
So first of all, a mother also ought to know how to feed her children.
在使徒行传二十章十七到二十节那里，保罗 他离开以弗所的时候跟那些长老们讲，我在你们中间的时候流泪的教导你们。
In Acts chapter 20, when Paul was about to leave Ephesus, he said that when I was among you, I taught you with tears.
凡对信徒有益的都要教导，纵管他们不重视厌烦，教导没有果效，还是要流泪祷告，耐心的教导。
A true pastor or shepherd for the church or to teach them whatever is beneficial to them. Even church members may refuse to listen to or even feel tied up, but still this pastor ought to teach them with tears, with prayers, and with great conscience, patience.
我大胆地跟我们中间的母亲讲，有几个妈妈真正爱你们的儿女，像保罗爱教会一样。
I dare to challenge those of us who are mothers. How many of you can say that I love my children even to the extent that I can sacrifice my life for them?
有多少次你为了你孩子不听话、不长进、身体不好而流泪祷告？
How many times have youever shed tears for your children because they are sick or they are rebellious or they do not do things in the right way?
第二件事情你要做的不只是喂养你的儿女，你要爱顾你的儿女。
The second thing that a mother needs to do is in addition to nursing or feedingcaring for your children, you also have to care for them.
为着门徒的长进而祷告。
For the spiritual growth of disciples, pray for them.
我们要问问有多少的母亲为着儿女的长进去流泪祷告的。
We have to ask ourselves how many mothers among us who pray with tears for the well-being, spiritual well-being of their children.
第三件事情就是他要这个母亲这个爱教会爱到一个程度连性命都愿意舍去。
The third thing that Paul requires of pastors is that they need to love their church to the extent that they would be willing to sacrifice their lives for.
因为刚才第八节里头，我们刚刚读过，他说：“我不但愿意把上帝的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们。”
As verse 8 says, we love you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well.
第三，你若是一个真正的像慈母一样的，你要爱弟兄姊妹爱到一个地步，连性命都愿意舍去。
So the third thing, important point is that if you are like a caring and loving mother, then you have to love your brothers and sisters to the extent that you are even willing to sacrifice your lives for them.
这是一个真正的慈母的心肠。
This is the heart of a true loving mother.
我想现在这个社会我们很少看到为儿女流眼泪的事情。
In today's society, it's very rare that a mother would would cry or would be in tears because of their children.
我们可以看到一个做母亲的今天为了儿女不长进而流眼泪。
We can see mothers may shed tears because her children do not live up to her expectation.
但是我们很少看到在今天还有许许多多为了疼爱他们的儿女为了悲痛他们的不长进而流眼泪的。
But we seldom see mothers who shed tears for or feel very sad for their children because they do not do the right things.
第三点，保罗说，你爱你的教会要像一个父亲一样的。
The third thing that Paul teaches us is that you ought to love your church as though you are their father.
你看在第二章这个第十一节，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书二章第十一节，那里描写父亲。
First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 is about father.
他说你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们安慰你们嘱咐你们个人好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
In his capacity as a father, Paul says that, you know, we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
我觉得今天不多的父亲知道怎么样子去管辖自己的儿女。
I think nowadays, not many father knows how to discipline or teach his children correctly.
有些过于这个严厉，有些完全没有爱心。
They are too extremes. Either they are too strict with their children, or they just do not discipline their children enough.
我们看到在此地一个做父亲的带自己的儿女该有的态度是什么？是劝诫。
Here we say a good father ought to treat his children this way in several ways. The first one is encouraging and admonition.
这个字叫 admonition， 这个是我们应该要晓得的。我们去一方面有爱心的去劝诫，但是同时也有责备的这种内容。
So a rightful way for a father to teach their children is a way which combines encouraging on one hand and admonishing on the other.
但是现在我们所看到的父亲对儿女都很少有劝诫的这一种可以说技能。
But nowadays, we see many fathers who do not have such an ability to teach their children in a way that combines encouraging and admonishing.
所以我们看到今天那些被父亲所管教的这个儿女，再不然就是惧怕，再不然就是这个傲慢。
So nowadays we see many children who are either fear their children, their father, because his father has been treating him too sternly or strictly, or they the children are very arrogant.
一个真正的父亲对儿女的管教，首先一定要有权柄。
So the first thing that a true father ought to have when it comes to disciplining his children is that he ought to have authority.
今天我们很少看到这种父亲，我们是看到一些做父亲的，再不然就过分的严厉，再不然就在儿女的面前就求情，请你不要这样子啊，这都啊，你请你这样，请你那样。
However, nowadays we see two types of fathers. Either they are very stern or strict with their children, or they come to the extent of begging their children not to do this or not to do that.
让我们不要忘记 admonishing 这个字。
So let's remember the word admonishing.
第二，我们做父亲的要去安慰我们的儿女。
The second responsibility for a good father is to comfort his children.
一个灵命特别幼稚的信徒需要我们不时的安慰。
A spiritually weak or immature believers needs a special comforting from a church.
假如我们不去多多的安慰他们，就使得这些年幼的，就是灵命幼稚的信徒灰心丧志。
So if we don't comfort them enough, then this spiritually immature or relatively young, spiritually young believers may become discouraged.
第三，他说，你们要嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
The third point Paul mentions here is that you ought to, he urges them to live lives worthy of God.
就是我们不要忘记保罗在这个信里面很看重一件事情，就是你们个人好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
Here, Paul, in this message to the believers is that you ought to treat church members as if you are a father valuing your children.
你不是他们的父亲，但是你对他们的心肠，你对他们的态度各方面关心，就像做父亲一样。
Although you are not there. Natural fathers or biological fathers, but you ought to have a father's attitude to encourage them, comfort them, and urge them to lead good lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里还提醒我们一件事情，他说我们嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
So here, in verse 11, Paul says that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children.
换句话说，一个做长辈的，或者在教会里的做管家的，必须要在生活上有经历，知道人的心，知道如何去教导。
In other words, someone who is running the church as a housekeeper and ought to have much experience in life knows about human natures and knows about how to deal with man.
一个做传道人的必须要有这么一个本事，就是能够了解弟兄姊妹们的心。
A pastor ought to have such a so-called skill or ability, that is to understand brothers and sisters in his church.
他有足够的精力来教导弟兄姊妹们。
He should have enough experience so that he may teach our brothers and sisters properly.
帖撒罗尼迦后书三章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3.
第七节到第九节。
Verses 7-9.
这么说。你们自己原知道应当怎样效法我们，因为我们在你们中间未尝不按规矩而行。所以这个经历跟榜样是很重要的，弟兄姊妹啊，也未尝白吃人的饭，倒是辛苦劳碌，昼夜足工，免得叫你们一人受累。这并不是因我们没有权柄，乃是要给你们做榜样，叫你们效法我们。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 7 and the following. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling so that we would not be a burden to any of you. We did this not because we do not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow.
一个做人领袖的人必须要有好的榜样。
Being a good leaders must set a good example first.
你要弟兄姊妹们穿衣服做得整洁，那你问问自己，你的衣服整不整洁？
For example, if you requires brothers and sisters to be in decent dress up in decent way, then first of all you need to ask yourself whether you have already done that.
一个传道人必须要有好的品行行为，能够成为信徒的榜样。
A good pastor must have a good, a worthy conduct so that he can be a good examples for believers.
当你要求弟兄姊妹去做一件事的时候，这个弟兄姊妹的眼睛就在你的身上。
Whenever you require brothers and sisters of something, to do something, then their eyes are focused on you.
你叫你的弟兄姊妹不要去乱发脾气。
If you advise your brothers and sisters not to lose temper easily.
可是你自己随便就去责备人，去这个发脾气。
But if you yourselves are easily becoming irritable or blaming other people,
这个就不是一个好的父亲的榜样。
Then we cannot say that you have set a good example of being a father.
弟兄姊妹们，所有的信徒都应该在福音上生孩子，做父亲，做母亲。
Dear brothers and sisters, all Christians, all believers, need to be a father, leading others to be God's children.
然后你才有资格去做人家的父亲、母亲跟孩子。
So first of all, you need to lead others to the Christ through gospels. Through the gospel, only then are you qualified to be the father of believers.
保罗是个好的榜样。
Paul has set a good example.
我们仿效保罗的，也应该
有这样子的榜样。
And we need to follow his example if we want to imitate what Paul has done.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹们要多生福音的孩子。
So I encourage our brothers and sisters to bear children through gospels.
今天在教会里头的信徒大部分都没有福音的孩子。
The great majority of believers in churches today do not have children through the gospel.
因此上他也不知道怎么样子去做父亲做母亲。
Therefore, he has no idea how to be a father or a mother.
盼望我们都能够努力在这一方面能够学习保罗的榜样。
It's my hope that we can make efforts to follow the example that Paul has set for us.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们为保罗弟兄感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because of Paul.
他的确是一个美好的榜样。
He indeed has set a good example for us.
他不只是教导人，他用自己的榜样来教导人。
He not only taught people orally, he also set good examples by practicing your teachings.
求主也让我们能够像保罗一样的，做父亲，做母亲，做儿女。
May you help us to become just like Paul, a father, a mother, and a child.
时时注意自己的榜样。
And every minute we pay attention to whether or not we have a set example for others.
这样子我们将来见主的时候才不至于羞愧。
So that when we see you face to face in the future, we will have a clear conscience and we will not feel ashamed.
我们的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless our brothers and sisters.
让我们都能够像保罗一样的很快的长大。
So that we may all be like Paul, growing spiritually very fast.
感谢你。
We thank you.
祝福我们的教会。
Bless our church.
祝福每一位弟兄姊妹。
Bless every brother and sister.
只要祷告靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.